My friend picked me up about 5:15. We stopped and got some donuts and we took a little drive. We had a can of nitrous, we rolled the windows up. Now we're breathing deeply, breathing deeply. And there's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck. There's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck or what. We spent many years always trying to get high, smoking broken pencils and beating up kids, talking to the devil and drinking a Coke. Now we're totally rocking, totally rocking. And there's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck. There's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck or what. We got a good idea, so we pulled off the road. Got some Molly Hatchet going on the stereo. I said, let's roll up the windows and let the nitrous go. Now we can't stop laughing, can't stop laughing. And there's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck. There's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck.
Let's go! That's when I heard the most horrible sound I ever heard in my life. And I knew, we gotta do the Ace! Help me, Jack Dempsey.
just your time to clear out the chambers, sew up the lips, suppress the pain, open every slip that I slide.
We'll be right back. numbered by my automobile. It rolls nicely, that's how I feel. Cruise alone, I cruise so far. Shoo, young punk, I love my car. Cross Nevada at 110. Highway 15, there's nobody there. The sign says next time 30 miles. My pension comes in penny saved, buys more escape from home. I'd rather crowd around all day than move into a home. Plow through a scary satellite, slack goes that lonely salesman. Still waiting in the men's room. Buzz bomb, tape up loud. Lawrence Wells cranked up to 10. Faster, faster in my car. Ooh. Buzz bomb is my pride and joy, king of the trailer court, waiting for a nice young man who loves me for my car. He tells me why I'm cool, he tells me just what I like. Across the golf course, cops round here scratching their heads. Flashing sirens, state patrol. Uh-oh. They're scuffing up the side of my car. They're shooting out my tires. This ain't no way to go to heaven. Buzz bomb cornered at the 7-Eleven. Shit. Damn. Let go of me, motherfucker. I want to live by my rules. We'll be right back.
It was her husband's, as it happens, though she says he probably never used it in his life. It looks very old, but it still has a 10-cent price tag tied on. She puts it into my hands as though she thinks we both find it a somewhat distasteful object. Her expression alters to a slightly quizzical look. I begin to become visibly embarrassed, and then she says,
"Here, can you speak this?"
I have no words, so she goes over to the pantry and I can hear her moving stuff around. The cat appears from under the couch and runs out of the room. Finally, she comes back with this head. It's her husband's, as it happens, and it looks as old and stupid as it did me to sit around the barber shop telling lies to the boys. She puts it down as if it was a pumpkin, looks at it for a minute like she doesn't like him any more now than she did then, looks at me real hard and says,
"Here, can you speak this?"
I'm at something of a loss, so she pushes a table out of the way, moves to the center of the room, and begins to sway from side to side with eyes closed. Her head rocks slowly back and forth as her right arm, fingers curled like claws, pushes outward. The apron rustles over her blue dress. A window is open. I am transfixed but cannot speak. After a few seconds, she looks up and sees that I have no words. Still swaying, she says,
"Here, can you speak this?"
From the bottom of some forgotten corner of the attic, she digs out of this box of dusty old junk. Old brass light fittings, various parts of various pipes, an old wind-up car, a rusty can of turpentine, two or three black picture frames of broken glass with no pictures in them, and other sorted odds and ends. She mutters something about the tea being ready and goes to the kitchen. As she leaves, she turns her head and says over her shoulder,
"How many words do you want?"
Funny, I'm not familiar with this taste. Blasted off these ribs or is this steak? Well, I'd sure like to know what the hell this is I'm doing. Well, I said, holy fuck, it's another humor. Come with me, I'm on my way to the Cannibal Cafe. Won't you come to the only place where you can be special of the day? The Cannibal Cafe, the Cannibal Cafe,
nobody speaks English anymore. Anybody tell me if I was getting stupider?
Get in. souls more each day. So when the infected try to affect you, don't listen to them when they say, follow the rules and forget the bomb, communistical patriotic. The plan is subtle, but it's in the open. Kingpin's Nazi scheme. Get my new skin, so you better wake up, you is.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. They're like, I try hard to do it, and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away, and like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know, I'm just working on myself. And they go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know, and you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay, I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me, they just keep bugging me, they build up inside. It's gotta be, it's just us, we'll come up right with one side. You won't have it. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything, but then again I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her, and then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay. I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking. You're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me, just a Pepsi. He was good with the sleeves, not really back to see the sleeves. Just yucky, just lazy, it's the good, I'm crazy. Oh, I'm not crazy, here's the decision. You're the one that's crazy, here's the decision. You're trying to be crazy, here's the decision. They stick me in an institution, said it was the only solution. Give me the professor, I'm just taking from the enemy myself. I was sitting in my room, and my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. And I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're going to hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're going to hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say no to people crazy, leave your suffering at my face. By the time they think my head, better leave me, I'll be dead. I'm not crazy. Doesn't matter, I'm probably gonna get hit by a car anyway.
Mom and Dad went to a show. They dropped me off at Grandpa Joe's. I kicked and screamed, said, please, no.
Grandma, take me home. 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 Grandma, take me home.
I had to eat my dinner there. Mashed potatoes and stuff like that.
Sometimes I don't thrill you. Sometimes I think I'll kill you. Just don't let me fuck up, will you? 'Cause when I need a friend, it's still you.